Good scrimmage. A lot of great live work. Had over 100 plays of live stuff. Got some special teams stuff in there too. Really feel good about the work that we got in. I obviously had to watch the film, but ex it's exactly what I wanted to see. I think there's some administrative penalties that I want to fix, but it's good day one stuff. Honestly, we didn't have any issues with the clock as far as getting the calls in, things like that, but we did have some pre-snap penalties, I think about five of them. So we have to get those fixed. And then overall, had a couple d defensive penalties that extended drives, but I think defense usually in the first scrimmage, that's how it works. Defense got the better of the day for our team. Just concerned because for a team that got a lot of interceptions, we didn't do that this scrimmage. And so good thing that the offense took care of the football, but I don't know if we would have had taken more chances, taken more risks, maybe we would have put ourselves in a better position. So it's one of those things you have to watch on film. But offense took care of the football. Defense didn't get any turnovers, but I think overall defense was able to pretty much come out ahead. Usually happens in scrimmage number one, where the defense is further ahead and had a lot of guys flying around. But I just like that we were able to tackle, play live ball, get in the stadium, and just have the guys just understand the game and get the feel for it. And so it was a good day, productive day. Watch the film, we'll learn from it, and looking forward to next time we go live again, get some situational football game type situations, and put our guys in a little bit of pressure. I thought defensively they put a lot of pressure on our offense today, and we'll be better because of it. So, what questions do you guys have for me?
All right, let's start with Jake Hatch. Go ahead, Jake.
Yeah, Kalani, just wanted to ask you, based off of this scrimmage, are you planning on paring down the quarterback battle?
Oh, possibly. I think we would talk about it as a staff, and so yeah, talk to A-Rod and the offensive staff, and we'll see what we decide after today. It's hard to make that decision now. Want to look at the film and want to see, certain reads and if they made the right decisions. I think you guys heard me talk about that before. Is a just decision making is what we want to see. So we were able to get a lot of really cool moments where it's hard on the quarterback to make the decision, see if they made the right one. And sometimes the defense just makes the plays, and I have a feeling the defense just I mean, a lot of the guys were leading. I mean, we had a bunch of guys in there, started realizing that there's a like great leadership on this team on the defensive side. Offensive side, it's just everything's got to click. If one guy makes a mistake, it could ruin the play, So defensively, one guy can make a mistake, and sometimes people don't know about it. So that's how it works. But it was just a really good day one. Quarterback wise, we'll see how it goes on Monday. We'll let you guys know.
All right, Jake, if you have a follow-up, no one else has asked yet for another question, so.
I got another one. Kalani, you talked about your defense. You felt like they may have won the day. Do you feel like this defense is ahead of where it was at this time last year? And do you think it can be as elite, if not better, than it was a season ago?
Well, they better be ahead. I mean, there's a bunch of guys that have played on this defense that understand a lot more. I mean, it's even the operational part. It's them knowing and getting a good feel from the play caller in Jay Hill. So I think having that connection, obviously going to year three for Jay and his defensive staff, you could tell that they're a lot more comfortable with the scheme, with the coaching, with the expectations, and I mean, the communication is there. So, but to have guys that have joined us, that's the key. Having the new guys in the program, and it seemed like they just gelled really quickly. It's a huge compliment to Jay and to their position coaches. But usually, it's easier to get the defensive side going first, but offense will usually respond. It's good to get this going because then the offense will respond next week.
All right, we'll go next to Sean Walker with KSL.com and then Casey Lundquist with SI.com.
Yeah, that kind of dovetails, Coach, into sort of what I wanted to bring up on the defense, because you mentioned there were a number of interceptions that the defense came down with today, I think was roughly your words. Where do you
No,
kind of draw?
no interceptions. There's none. Yeah, that's a lack of interceptions. So we
Lack
need,
of interceptions.
yeah.
Where do you kind of draw the line as you start getting into, I guess, sort of this this more live part of camp between the defense getting better and doing their thing and all of that, while also still bringing the offense along. And I mean, obviously, you want to avoid injuries and everything, but are you getting to that point of more and more live, I guess?
I think it all depends on. I'd like to keep a flexible schedule and lean on the ability to go live. If we're not seeing enough in the competition, it's hard to compete for a position if you're doing skelly and if you're not really tackling to the ground. It's hard when you're just going to assume that they're going to make tackles when they're in the area. I don't like that. I like to know for sure. So if it doesn't mean that everybody needs to go live, but there's nothing wrong with even the starters getting some tackles in there or getting tackled or breaking tackles. We already did that a couple times this week, and next week I know we can do that if we need to. It's just a matter of if the competition calls for it. But there's some guys that just we already know that they can do it, but it's also you got to get the rhythm down. I don't want them the first time that they're tackling or that they're being tackled the Portland State game. That's not going to go well for us. And so it's just a hard thing to do because I think the hesitation is that, well, we want them to stay healthy for the game, but then how are you supposed to get ready? Prize fighters, they have to spar. That's just part of it. And guys got banged up today. That's part of, we're not 100% healthy because of today. But that's what do you want me to do? I want to know. I mean, it's the risk that you have to take sometimes, and that's a hard thing to say. But like, I don't want guys getting hurt just in ever. But if we don't prepare them right, then they're going to get hurt in the game. So we got to do that.
All right, go ahead, Casey.
Coach, I was going to ask about the health of the team, and I think you just provided a little update there. So I'll pivot and ask you, through the first half of camp, do you feel like there's an identity forming around your team, or is that still to be determined?
Yeah, I feel the identity's forming. I mean, I look at the leadership on the team. You're starting to see the personality come out in this team. So part of the identity will be how our offense responds next week and how they respond to today. And it wasn't a horrible day for them. It was a really good defensive day. I mean, but I'm sure there's some things that Jay and the staff are going to look at and say we need to do better defensively. But it was pretty good. I mean, like, they didn't win every rep, but man, they were really, really good. And if they play at that level, I'll feel really good about it. Offensively, we did some really good things, but it just comes down to the execution, making the right read, making the right block, running the right route, things like that. And those are fixable items. So I'm not down on the offense. I've coached long enough now, especially as a head coach, to know that to what to look for in scrimmage one, and what I saw was really good. Taking care of the football, but again, is it because we were too cautious and we're in the competition as a quarterback? In as far as interceptions, the fumbles though, I thought ball security was pretty good. I mean, we try to emphasize that as much as possible, but I think the guys are done a great job all camp. Now that I said that, we might have some problems next week, but we still got 3 weeks to go.
All right, we'll go next to Sam Foster. And remind everyone, just state who your organization you're with as well. So Sam, and then we'll have another question from Jake Hatch.
Hey, Coach, I'm with the Daily Universe. Speaking of the wide receivers, has there been a wide receiver who's kind of gone out and taken a hold of that wide receiver two spot behind Chase, or is it still kind of group of guys after him?
Well, I think the hard thing is to name them 1 through 10, because the goal is to actually get the gap between 1 and 10 to narrow that gap and have that gap between 1 and 2 to narrow. And I think that the gap is actually closing in, not because number one's not better, it's because 2 through 10 are getting better. You know what I mean? And I saw some really good things from the others. I mean, Chase is one, but you think others don't know that Chase Roberts is our top receiver? So, we're going to need other guys to get open and get the ball too. So, it helps that we have a bunch of bodies there. So, we haven't sorted it out. I can tell you, I'm really excited about the depth of the receiver group, though. It feels good that we have a bunch of guys we know we can go to and are capable of making plays. And that's a huge credit to Fessy and to what A-Rod and them have done on the offensive side.
Yeah,
All right.
Clint. With KSL Sports, Jake Hatch, I just wanted to ask you about your offensive line. Do you feel like Coach Woods has got his guys and they're getting, I guess, a pecking order established?
Yeah, I believe we have a good two deep, but what I've been really impressed with is we do have some depth there at O line, and I know we do have guys that help, if we need to, can go 12, 13 deep. There's a lot of guys that have kind of grown up in the program that have come along that I feel really good about being on the field. We could trust them, and they've earned this trust by being in the system, and more importantly, earning the trust from TJ Woods. And so TJ's done an amazing job with the O line. You got to keep working though. So there's a lot of things that you can do to get better. And today they made a step forward, but it's again, we got to. It's all about the bottom line, which is putting points on the board, and we got to do that more. But I saw some really good things from them. They're physical. They have no choice but to be physical when you're going against, Keanu and the rest of the group. So, but I did like the physical part of the game. Today was I loved the physical, the aggression, the just the smacking of bodies. It was a pleasure to see.
Got one quick follow-up to that, if I could, real quick. I just wanted to ask you, when you flip over to the defense, you talk about guys like Keanu. You said you wanted to make this as game-like as possible. Do you feel like your guys responded inside the stadium, et cetera?
Oh yeah, I mean, the challenge was to get the energy going, and then I thought Keanu, the rest of the guys, Tanner Wall, and Jack Kelly and Isaiah Glasker, just the leadership. The corner group did really good job today too. Evan Johnson and Maury Bamba, I mean that group really talented. Janelle's done a great job with them. So, but it's one day, can we do that consistently over and over again? Can we correct the mistakes that we made today? Make sure it doesn't show up again. We can't just be satisfied with how we perform today as a team and as a defense or offense. But we can't get down too. I mean, I feel really good about the progress that we're making, the steps that we've made towards our first scrimmage, and now that we're done with the first scrimmage, I'm really, really excited about where we can go with this.
Very good. Are there any other questions that people have while we got Coach Satake? Anybody have anything else?
Hey, Brent, let me ask Coach to Dave McCann. Where's the most pressure on a kid who's trying to be quarterback for the first time at BYU or a defense that's expected to be as good as they were last year? Where do you see which group has the most pressure?
I say, put pressure on all of them. It's okay. They can handle it. These guys, I mean, there's nothing wrong with having high expectations of your team and of your players. And so I think Jay and A-Rod and the rest of the coaches have done that already. We're not ready to play yet, but we will, by the time we show up, on the 30th, we'll be ready to go.
Thank you.
All right. Well, if there's no other questions, we'll let you go. Thanks for your time, Kalani.
Appreciate it. Love you, Brett, my man.
Thank you.